Praised be Jesus and Mary. It's the feast of Saint Anthony of Padua today, this well-known and well-loved Franciscan saint who was born in Lisbon, Portugal, around the year 1195. At an early age, he became a religious. He joined the canons regular of Saint Augustine, but shortly after ordination to the priesthood, he had in his heart a desire to become a Franciscan. The relics of the first Franciscan martyrs, in fact, had stopped at his monastery while he was still Augustinian and inspired him with this zeal to likewise go and preach in Africa and give his life for the faith. So he did that. He became a follower of Saint Francis, a friar minor, and departed for Africa as well. But Providence had it that his ship actually was diverted to the Italian coast, and there, for a few years, he lived a quiet and humble Franciscan life until his gifts of preaching were discovered. In his preaching, he had success preaching throughout Italy and France, converting many heretics. He was also the first member of the Order of Friars Minor to teach theology to his brethren with the permission of St. Francis. His sermons, which we still have today, are notable for their learning and gentleness and piety. St. Anthony died at the age of around 36 in the year 1231 in Padua, where his relics, where his remains are still kept today. As we all know, he's one of the most well-known and perhaps most loved saints in the whole world. Why? Well, the reason being that in him, like in few other saints, the power of God, we can say, is made accessible because of just the many, many and countless miracles that he worked in his life and then after his death immediately and ever since then. We see in him a manifestation of God's power, but not only God's power, but also God's goodness and gentleness and care for us. A God who's not only all-powerful, but who uses that power for our well-being and uses St. Anthony as an instrument of that power. And for that reason, Catholics around the world, and not only Catholics, actually non-Catholics and even non-Christians and even people who maybe through no fault of their own don't even know the true God or don't know God at all, flock to St. Anthony because they know about his intercession. Because somehow, whether they realize it or not, in him they see a reflection of God. They experience God's goodness. And St. Anthony hears their prayers and in this way brings them closer to God. So may St. Anthony today for all of us be this mediator who might bring us closer to God. God, the source of all power, the source of all goodness. And may St. Anthony also by his intercession bring all into the church as well, into the church of God which he founded and in which we find all good, in which we find perfect union with our Lord. The church which St. Anthony loved and which he defended and into which he sought to bring everyone, especially those who had maybe strayed, the poor heretics of his time. So let's pray to St. Anthony for all these intentions, all the intentions in our heart, and be sure that our Lord, through him, is willing to grant our prayers, and through him, bring us closer to himself. St. Anthony of Padua, pray for us.